This podcast was first broadcast on Fresh FM, the top of the South community access radio station. For more information on Fresh FM, as well as links to other great local podcasts, go on our website freshfm.net or download the accessmedia.nz app.
Hello and welcome to Heartstream Meditations. My name is Carolina Kerridge and I'm from the Heartstream Wellness Centre here in the beautiful Richmond Hills of Nelson. In this series of podcasts, we have been delving into stress, anxiety and trauma and exploring different techniques and processes to help us to feel calmer and happier. In these stressful times, we need to find ways to keep us sane and prevent us from getting pulled into drama and fear created in the media and fearful perspectives of others. Many of us are getting triggered by differing information, and these fears and anxieties are creating divisions between friends, family, community, and nations. When we have fearful thoughts, this triggers our amygdala into the fight-flight response, and within a nanosecond, our frontal cortex, which is the rational and empathic part of the brain, begins to shut down. Our perspective shrinks, and we go into self-survival mode. This can cause us to become more shut down from others and not able to think rationally and be less caring of others too. In the last episode of Heartstream Meditations, I shared some amazing research being carried out by German researchers at Kassel University. Using the very latest equipment, which is able to monitor the number of photons of light emitted by an average person, and then comparing this to the number of photons produced by a person who meditated on their heart center and sent out that love and compassion to another. What was discovered was that the meditator emitted more than 5,000 times more photons than the average person. Research is showing that when these photons are infused with loving kindness and compassion, their frequencies and vibration increases to the point where they can literally change matter, heal disease, and transform negative events. In addition, using this as a practice can take us out of the fear response, the fight-flight response, and reactivate our frontal cortex, enabling us to think more rationally, but also connect us to our empathic nature. So in this guided meditation, you will not only benefit others, but yourself too, opening your heart to more compassion for others and yourself. So whenever you're ready, let's begin. Finding a nice comfortable place to sit or lie down. Turning off all other devices. And if you are driving, I recommend that you take full responsibility for yourself and pull over or make sure to stay alert and focused. Taking a nice deep conscious breath and then allowing your awareness to drop out of your head and into your body. Placing your awareness down into your chest and noticing your breathing. Feeling the sensations of your breath entering the body, entering into your chest and into your lungs. Be with this for a few moments. Breathing into your chest and then letting go with each breath. With each inhalation and with each exhalation, letting go more deeply. Letting go of any tightness in your forehead, letting go of any tightness in your neck, letting go of any tightness in your shoulders. Letting go of any tightness in your back. Softening more and more with each breath. Allowing yourself to soften into your chest area. Allow yourself to appreciate yourself in this moment. Appreciating how far you've come. Appreciating your journey. And where you are now in this moment. Place your hands over the very center of your chest. Your heart center. Allow yourself to touch into your soft, strong beating heart. Give yourself a moment to appreciate yourself. Now bring to mind all those in the world who are suffering right now. People who are sick, old or dying. People that need our help and love. People who are struggling with a physical or emotional health issue. Bring to mind animals too that are suffering with sickness, illness and dying. You may wish to begin to think of people or animals that you know first, and then expand that as far as you can go. Reflecting how each and every one of them is just like us, and wants to be free of their suffering, their illness and their pain. They too long to be happy. By sharing our heart healing energy, we can help them and help ourselves too. We benefit equally. Connecting with that feeling of love that you have for another who is suffering in your heart center and thinking of your connection. Then deepen those feelings, making them stronger, more felt, as you focus on them. Then when you are ready, imagine sending out this loving energy at first to the person or animals that you are thinking of. You can imagine a radiant light beaming out from your heart center in front of you. Then allowing that radiance to expand outwards to embrace the people in your village, your town, your city, your community, your country. Expanding that energy out into the world as far as you can go. Imagine this loving energy touching those that are sick, afraid, suffering, experiencing physical pain and emotional pain. Imagine these energies easing their pain, their suffering. Imagine people healing, feeling well, with your loving energy and happy again. Continue to send out waves of loving energy to them, feeling it soothing their heart and their soul. Feeling them receiving all this love and healing in this moment. Imagine and feeling them growing stronger in mind and body. Imagine thousands of healing light photons dissolving into every being in the world. Continue to allow that energy to permeate from your heart center. Then gradually bringing your awareness back to your own heart center and allow all that love and energy to fill your own body. Imagining it filling your chest, your torso, your arms, your legs, down to the base of your feet, all the way back up towards your heart center, and all the way back up into your upper chest and throat, into your face and into your head and the very crown of your head. So every part of you is filled with this energy and this light. Imagine it expanding all around you now. Imagine this energy is healing you too. Healing you from any physical issues, emotional issues, any pain, any suffering, any fears and negative emotions. And as you bring your awareness back to your heart center, feeling how energetically you are connected to others. We may not be connected physically, but we are energetically. Then, in your own time, bring your awareness gently back to the room. Noticing how you are feeling. Noticing how these feelings can remain with you as you navigate the world each and every day. And how you can tap into this meditation or this practice every day whenever you choose. Whenever fear arises for you and you feel disconnected to others, then turn to this heart healing meditation to help you gain perspective, greater understanding, and more compassion and loving kindness. Not only will others benefit, but you will benefit greatly from this practice too. If you would like to learn more about meditation, healing, or you're struggling with a health issue, don't go it alone. do get in touch. My website is heartstream.co.nz, or you can go to my Heartstream Wellness Facebook page. Thanks to Matt Budd and the team at Fresh FM for all their efforts in producing and airing this program. Until next week, may you be filled with loving kindness, may you be well, may you be peaceful, and may you be joyous. Until next time, take good care.
Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast available by funding the Access Media Project. Other great podcasts from Fresh FM are available through the accessmedia.nz app or our website freshfm.net.